Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Grant and Danny on the Fan. We welcome in our Richmond audience. First time today, AM 910, FM 105.1. Everyone else has been listening for the last hour on the flagship, 106.7 all over the DMV. Wherever you're at, coast to coast, check us out on the Odyssey app. You can do it on your way home today. You got to run into the store, pause, rewind the show, listen to the program on Odyssey. We're going to get to the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app. Visit BetQL.com to talk about the two newest Wizards in just a second. But we'd be remiss if we didn't mention back in here that breaking news from Craig Heist. Kevin Durant is reportedly seeking a trade. His agent and the Brooklyn Nets are working on getting him a deal to get out of Brooklyn. This is after Kyrie Irving said he was staying put.
Exactly. So that's the correlation, right? You could tell pretty quickly what Kevin Durant thinks of playing with Kyrie Irving for a second longer.
I'm good on Kevin Durant, too, though, almost. And I know locally we're not supposed to say that because he's a D.C. guy, and I've always rooted for him being from PG County, but I want to get into Durant with you coming up in about 10 or so minutes, but let's check in right now with Mike Singer of the Denver Post, who covers the Nuggets because the Wizards have been making moves. Tommy Shepard didn't hesitate in trying to go get a point guard. League year officially starts with free agency at 6 p.m., 3 hours from right now. Mike, you're on in D.C. We're Grant and Danny. How are you?
I'm excellent. Appreciate you guys having me on. And let's just call a spade a spade. The Monte Morris, Will Barton trade has to trump the KD news, does it not?
Yes, it does.
Here,
certainly
luckily
here
for
in
us,
the nation's
yes.
capital, it does. All right, yes. You tell us about Morris and Barton. These two players, the last couple seasons they've had in Denver and what Washington would be getting.
Everyone in D.C. is going to love Monte Morris. He's a 27-year-old, shoots close to 40% from three, steady game manager. Proved last season that he was a starting caliber point guard in the NBA, took over as Jamal Murray was rehabbing his ACL, penchant for big shots, shows up in the playoffs. Like, there's a reason that the Washington Wizards and probably Wes Unseld Jr. had underlined and highlighted Monte Morris as a potential target in trade talks. Monte is a very steady player who I think everyone's going to grow to love. And he's, you know, he was beloved in Denver, loved in the locker room, and he's a really good player. My understanding is that in order to get Monte Morris, the Wizards had to accept Will Barton as well. So I think Monte was kind of the target, and I think Will Barton was the grease to that deal. I'm not sure how much interest there was league-wide in Will Barton, but the Nuggets wanted to get better defensively. So they obviously made the calculus, Will and Monte going out and adding a defender and a three-point shooter in KCP was a better, you know, aggregate talent total for them in their championship pursuit. So I think that was kind of the mindset in yesterday's, we're going to call it blockbuster deal.
Absolutely.
We're just going to say it.
the way Blockbuster Video is still a big deal.
Exactly.
Mike, I've long coveted Will Barton, but has his skill set eroded a little bit? Because he was a guy that every time, you know, you turned around, he was a sixth man, but every time he'd start, or it seemed like he was always helping out winning teams, making some shots, and being kind of versatile on offense. Has his game fallen off, or was my kind of assessment of him maybe not on point?
No, I mean, he's 31 years old. This year was actually one of the healthiest years he's had in recent seasons. So that's obviously, a benefit. He gets a little benefit of the doubt there. But Will needs the ball in his hands to be an asset. He's a shot creator. He's a playmaker. He can break down guys one-on-one. But when you look at the Nuggets, that's not who they need. When they have Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. returning, there's only one ball. You're not going to be able to split it, you know, in five different directions. So they don't need a guy like Will. The reason why KCP is such a good fit is because he's not really a creator, but he is a floor spacer. And we already talked about the defensive upgrade, him over Will Barton. So it's not that Will is necessarily a bad player, but he's 31. He has an injury history. And his skill set was frankly just not what the Nuggets needed. And I'm curious how he feels about, my assumption is that he's not going to be starting for the Washington Wizards. And I know that he cared deeply about starting in Denver. So that'll be an interesting dynamic for you guys to follow.
Mike Singer, Denver Post, covers the Nuggets. You mentioned wanting to get better on defense and you make this deal. Well, part of what the Wizards claim is going to be based on kind of what we've seen is that this deal makes them better defensively. I mean, do you buy that? What kind of defenders are these two guys?
Yeah, Monte can hold his own. He's not a big guy, but he can hold his own. He's a good positional defender. Not particularly long, not particularly athletic, but he's a smart, heady player. Will, I think you can fairly say, is not as consistently engaged defensively as the Nuggets needed him to be. Maybe something clicks, maybe something changes in D.C., but there were times where he just, you know, he would be a little bit lackadaisical, miss a defensive box out. Maybe I know that he always believed in himself defensively, but I just don't think that it always showed up on a nightly basis. So, everyone needs to sell their soap. Everyone got better defensively. So we kind of just have to accept it at face value. But, like, the Nuggets had KCP circled for a while. I mean, you know, I reported yesterday that they were engaged in trade talks at the trade deadline with Washington for KCP. So this was a guy who they had targeted and they believed could upgrade their perimeter defense. And like I said, it took Monte Morris to get that deal done and actually to move Will as well. So that's an indication of how the Nuggets felt about Will defensively, is that they felt they needed to include Monte Morris just to make something happen.
Morris was a backup, obviously, until last year. He's going to be the starting point guard. What's his upside?
I wouldn't say there's a ton more upside, but like I said, very, very steady, can play on the ball or off the ball, has consistently shot 38, 39, 40% the last 3 years from three. I think his upside is maybe he's going to average 14 points a game and get you five, six assists a game and always a really good assist to turnover ratio. I mean, this was a second round pick made good. He was a 51st pick in the draft, played all 4 years at Iowa State and is just a very steady player. And he benefited a ton from the Nuggets developmental system. And the way I wrote it and understood it yesterday, last year, if you think about it from this perspective, the Nuggets essentially showcased Monte Morris as a starting point guard last year. This season, it's very unclear if he would have stayed in Denver whether he would have been starting. So from Denver's perspective, they sold high. And what everyone else in the league saw is that he can be a starting caliber point guard. I mean, I also reported that between 15 and 20 teams, if not more, reached out to the Nuggets about with interest in Monte Morris. So this is a widely coveted guy across the league. And oh, by the way, on a bargain $9 million a year deal, like I said from the jump, Wizards fans are going to love this guy.
Mike Singer, Nuggets reporter of the Denver Post, breaking down the trade that sends Will Barton and Monte Morris to your Washington Wizards. So I wanted to ask you about this, kind of a piggybacking off what Grant was just asking you here, Mike. Having Nikola Jokic is a unique thing, right? That guy does everything. He's incredible. But 31% of possessions end with him doing something. His usage rate is towards the top of the league. And we've got something familiar here in Washington, whether it was Beal when he's healthy or Porzingis or otherwise sort of down the stretch. How much more could Morris do if more of those possessions were his, right? Pass, score, assist. I mean, I know you sort of put a cap on the numbers there, but let's say he was on a terrible team and he was one of the better options. What could he do?
That's an interesting question. What does it look like without, you know, among the most dominant players in the NBA? Maybe he can get you to 15, 16 points a night, but he's really just a game manager. He is not, I would not say he is a score first guard. Like Will Barton is a score first guard. Bradley Beal is a score first guard. Monte Morris just has a really instinctual feel for the game and can set guys up as a table setter. I mean, it speaks volumes that, that Wes Unseld Jr., you know, former Nuggets assistant coach, wanted Monte Morris on this team. Everybody, I mean, the lengths that he grew from a G League guy, second round pick, G League guy, backup, then holding down the reins as a starting point guard this year. There's been incremental growth every single year. He's 27 years old. I don't know how much better he's going to get as a breakdown guy. He's not particularly athletic. He's not a shifty guy, but he's just extremely solid. He won't make those mistakes. And obviously, you know, when you were talking about the rumored assets who the Wizards could be interested in, the Nuggets had two point guards that were somewhat believed to be available in Monte Morris and Bones Highland, who was a rookie last year. The fact that they chose Monte Morris over Bones Highland, who may have a higher ceiling, shows that there is a lot of belief in the security and the consistency of who Monte Morris is. So, you know, I don't know how much better he's going to get, but he's already a very, very solid player, as indicated by the amount of teams that were interested in landing a guy like him.
Mike Singer of the Denver Post. All right, before we let you go, I want to get a couple thoughts on some bigger NBA things. You cover the sport for the Post out there. You heard the breaking news when you were joining us. Kevin Durant's asking out of Brooklyn. And the thought was, well, if Kyrie leaves, then he's going to try to leave. And then we heard, well, Kyrie's staying put, so it's still him and Kevin Durant. Well, apparently Durant still wants out. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I'm not shocked. You know, Kyrie has left a burning trail everywhere he's gone, and that obviously frustrated everybody in Boston and Cleveland and evidently now in Brooklyn. So Brooklyn is never going to get to realize all that talent that they had accrued. And, man, wherever he goes, be it – I've seen Phoenix rumored. I've seen Miami rumored. There may be – I don't know that it's a new super team, but there could very well be a new title favorite by the end of today. So a team that comes out of the woodwork that nobody had really thought about. Everyone thought Phoenix was done after they got cooked in Game 7 against Dallas. Well, they land Kevin Durant, you can hit refresh on their lifeline. Miami obviously is a scary landing spot too. So I'm sure everyone around the NBA is holding their breath right now, wondering, you know, this is a seismic landscape shift. It's almost like that free agent night when Paul George and Kawhi Leonard went to the Clippers. Where is this going to go, and how is this going to change the trajectory of the league?
Mike, it's a lot of fun, man. Really appreciate you joining us, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks so much, guys. Have a good one.
Great to get insight on those new Wizards from Mike Singer, who covered them out in Denver. If Durant jumps to Phoenix, if he gets traded, say, to the Suns, first of all, they are probably the favorite at that point to win the championship.
They'd have to be.
Or if he goes to Miami, I would say they'd be the favorite to come out of the East at the least. That would do nothing, though, to help his legacy, if he cares about that, or his argument with guys like Charles Barkley about his career. Maybe he doesn't care at all, and he probably shouldn't. He's got two rings. He was the finals MVP in those two championships. He was the best player on those two teams, but he had to go latch on with the Warriors to scale the mountain. And since then, has kind of had to answer questions about it. He would be basically doing the exact same thing. Does he care about that? I would say no.
He may not now.
But wouldn't that be, to me, I would be, it sounds like it's going to happen, so surprise is not the right word. I would advise him not to do that. Now, maybe he says, if I go in a third or a fourth ring, I don't care what Charles Barkley says. I don't care what some columnist says. I don't care what Stephen A. Smith or Skip Bayless are going to scream about. I care about rings, and he can go. He got two with Steph Curry helping him in Golden State. He can go get two with Devin Booker in Phoenix or Jimmy Butler in Miami?
Yeah, he'll be 34, having already recovered from an Achilles tear. So the slings and arrows of NBA talking heads may matter a little bit less to him. Now, I don't know his mind. I don't know the person at all. I've never met him. But you see how thin-skinned he is at times, right? Tweeting people back and going back and forth with folks and, openly sniping and responding to some of these things. So I doubt his skin has gotten thicker in that regard. But if I'm him, I'm looking around. I'm going, again, I'm 34. And I've already had my Achilles destroyed one time. He right now is as successful as anybody's ever been coming back from that injury.
He's agreed. Put a period on the end of that sentence.
Mm-hmm.
His days, though, as the best player on a team that can win the finals, I believe, are behind him. Is that an overreaction? I mean, he got really shut down in the playoffs at times. It was ugly. I believe his days as the alpha, the Batman, the A-list performer on a title team. Now, maybe if it's a big three or something and you could debate that he's the number one guy.
Right. I was going to say, possible. There is a situation where he's the best, but it's only by a fraction.
But I think he's going to Phoenix and it's Booker's team and Durant helps him get over the top. He goes to Miami, whether it's Butler or whoever it would be, Durant helps you get over the top. But my point is, those Warriors teams, he was the best player on those Warriors teams. You can pretty easily make that case.
Yes.
Some Steph people would say otherwise.
No, but those years he was.
Those days are behind him, though. And it's not a knock. Is he really 34?
Yeah, he'll be 34 this year.
I would say
he's 32.
That's old basketball-wise.
He'll be in the top 15 in scoring this year, if he's healthy. He's already got his place secured, right? He's a Hall of Famer. He's in, it just depends on what circle you want to put him in, right? Right now, he's probably not top 10. He's not top 15. Is he top 27? I mean, all those kind of things start to get washed away, right? When you go, well, how many titles does this guy have? No one wants to look at the context of whose titles they really may have been, right? In 20 years, we're debating some of the greatest to ever do it. I don't know how many people are going to go, yeah, but that was really Klay Thompson and Draymond Green's title just as much as it was. Well, remember this guy that's going to be in the top 5 or 6 in scoring, one of the great, most unique players that we've ever seen play this game. If he wins another ring or two, the manner in which he did, it's going to matter less and less as time goes, in my opinion. But maybe I'm alone in that.
My love for Durant over the years has waned a lot. It just has. When he went to the Warriors to win the ring, I didn't fault him. I didn't crush him.
Yeah, that didn't bother me.
But I didn't love it, right? It bothered me zero. But it was one of those things where my point was, okay, you took the easy way out. I'm not beating you up for it. There's nothing wrong with that. But that's what you did. Let's just call it what it is. To go to Brooklyn, I thought he's doing his own thing. He's creating his own big three, and he's going to go try to win in the second place. And I would have given him a lot of credit for that. He is jumping ship the first chance he gets. Since they traded Harden, having to deal with Kyrie, which I have to imagine, he seems insufferable. But I have to imagine their relationship is mediocre. I don't know. Well, what do we know about their relationship? Anything? I know that Kyrie said yesterday he's coming back, and today Durant said I'm leaving.
Irving and Durant, Durant's had enough. I have a lot less sympathy when the thing that you engineered blows up in your face, right? Like, so for me, I haven't faulted. I mean, the stuff that annoys me about Durant is the little Twitter games and sniping back at analysts and whatever else. That kind of stuff, I'm always kind of like, okay, what's the upside there? Congrats. You won a Twitter argument. You can dunk on somebody in that way. His game speaks for itself. He's incredible. The thing that has always bugged me, or that doesn't bother me, is I'm trying to win championships. This is what we should want from our players. Our players should want to win more than they should want maybe the dollar more or whatever. He's trying to win as many games as possible. But when you do this kind of engineering thing that's really, to me, poison the well and the waters of the league, which is a player signs a contract for 4 years, 3 months into it, he's already engineering for his demand this trade or who's going to re-sign or who's opting out of this, that, and the other. And this is now a busier time of year for the NBA and its dramatics than actual basketball being played. For someone that loves basketball, I don't think that's a great development. Younger people like to follow dramatics, and that's fine. Good for you. This is just less fun for sports fans like myself. So I kind of have no sympathy for him. In this regard, you are the one who wanted to get into bed with James Harden and Kyrie Irving. And ta-da, it blew up in your face and stinks. He's looking around going, we're going to have to figure out if Ben Simmons is going to actually want to play at some point and he doesn't have a fragile ego or bruised confidence. And Kyrie Irving wants to be here for 20 games a year. I don't think I'm going to hitch my wagon to the star.
You can tweet us at Grant H. Paulson at Funny Danny. Our buddy Guy Lo just did. He said, wow, this is a top 5 player in basketball. and you think he's going to be the second best player, watch. Well, what I said is he won't win a championship on a team where he's the best player from this point moving forward, in my opinion. I also take issue with the idea that he's top five anymore. I know that that's a, oh, no, you didn't thing in NBA circles, but he's not. Here are guys I would take over him right now, this second. Joel Embiid, one. I would take, let's see,
Jokic.
Giannis over him,
Giannis.
Two. I would take Jokic over him, three. I would take Curry over him, four. I would take LeBron's old butt over him, five. I would take, let's see, anybody else. John Morant over him, six. I would take Luka over him, seven. Now we start getting into the conversation with like Durant, Kawhi, Anthony Davis, those types of players. I might take Tatum over him, eight. Booker over him, nine. I mean, that, like, to me, that's the conversation. He's somewhere between six, seven, eight, nine, whatever that would be. But this, like, unquestioned top five player in the NBA.
I don't do the unquestioned part of it, but I think a very reasonable case could be made that he's in that five. Here's what has to be considered, though, is availability and health. That's the thing, man. I mean, this is a guy that doesn't play every night anymore, right? And he's missed time with the Achilles injury. He's going to have rest and availability issues. His 50-plus games this past year, he was sensational. Just under 30 points a ball game. He's really, really good. Again, there's 30 games he wasn't available, and he was locked down in that Boston series in a way that I've never seen him.
We've got to move the game for Nats tickets. Does Grant know the band? To 425, because there's actually a potential major development here on Juan Soto's contract with the Nationals. We will explain next, right here on The Fan, and I'm doing everything I can to keep from getting really excited. This is me being calm, but we might have a development we will discuss next on GND.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.